This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Lots of Americans have been waiting to see this. A court ordered the Justice Department to release a document explaining why the FBI searched former President Trump's Florida estate. The AP's Donna Warder.
That document is expected to be heavily redacted, blacking out sensitive details of witnesses and the scope and direction of its investigation. When the FBI served the search warrant on Mar-a-Lago, agents removed 11 sets of classified documents, and some information was considered top secret. The document is a sworn statement that the FBI submitted to a judge so it could obtain the warrant.
The cost of borrowing money has been going up. Home mortgages, car loans, and other loans are pricier now, and this morning, a lot of people will be listening closely when Fed Chairman Jerome Powell speaks at the Fed's annual meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. They'll be looking for a sign of whether interest rates might be going up even more. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The Fed is on its fastest rate hike pace in decades to fight decades-high inflation. While the increases may well end up beating inflation in time, there are fears they may also cause a recession. Powell indicated last month the central bank may slow the hikes after two straight historically big increases. Fed watchers are hoping for some signal about what comes next when Powell speaks this morning in Jackson Hole.
Just in word, the consumer prices rose 6.3% in July from a year earlier. Experts have been worried, but next week, the International Atomic Energy Agency is expected to visit the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine after it was briefly knocked offline. Forecasters are warning the heavy rain may continue into the weekend for the central Gulf Coast and southeast, says the National Weather Service. This is AP News. Some trouble yesterday outside the FBI's office in Chicago.
Authorities say a person was detained after jumping a fence outside the FBI's Chicago field office and throwing rocks at the building. They say the person was turned over to the Chicago police to be taken to a hospital for evaluation. The incident comes at a time of concern about the safety of federal agents following the recent court-authorized search warrant the FBI served at former President Donald Trump's home. Recently, an armed man with an assault weapon was killed in a shootout after he tried to breach the FBI offices in Cincinnati. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Henderson, Kentucky, two people were killed and four wounded in a shooting last night at a homeless shelter for men. A suspect's been taken into custody, say authorities. This was at the Harbor House Christian Center. Police identify the suspect as Kenneth B. Gibbs of Henderson. They say he was found and taken into custody shortly before 10 last night. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.